With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Senator Bernie Sanders and a robust group of Democrat senators say they're done asking nicely, they say, for Israel to do more to reduce civilian casualties in its war against Hamas in Gaza. The lawmakers are warning President Biden's national security team planned U.S. aid to Israel must be met with assurances of concrete steps from Prime Minister Netanyahu's government. Tennessee GOP Senator Marsha Blackburn says decisions by the U.N. have created conditions in which it's impossible to consider the world body as an administrator for Gaza when the war ends.
When you have the U.N. employing a pediatrician who is cheering the beheading of babies, the killing of babies, when you have U.N. teachers that are praising a teen that killed an Israeli as a young lion.
Blackburn was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, a Houthi military spokesman says it was behind two attacks in the Red Sea, saying it hit one vessel with a missile and second with a drone.
In a video statement, Brigadier General Yahya Sari describes the ships as allegedly ignoring warnings from Houthi officials prior to the attack. Sari did not mention any U.S. warship being involved in the attack. He identified the first vessel attacked as the Bahamas-flagged bulk carrier Unity Explorer, which is owned by a British firm that includes Dan David Unger, who lives in Israel, as one of its officers. Sari said the second was a Panamanian-flagged container ship called Number 9, which is linked to Bernhard Schulte Ship Management. Managers for the two vessels could not immediately be reached for comment.
That's Charles de Ledesma with that report. This is SRN News. College sports could get some Christian schools in trouble.
At issue is the concept of name, image, and likeness, a way the NCAA has begun to let universities pay their student-athletes with money from booster organizations. A growing number of private Christian schools have started doing just that, but experts warn that playing the NIL game might kill a religious college's tax-exempt status. The IRS might one day decide that if you can pay your football players, you should also be paying taxes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Indonesia's Ministry of Religion says Christians will be allowed to use government buildings as temporary houses of worship while they wait for their building permits to be processed. International Christian Concern says the government now admits religious minorities are having a hard time worshiping safely without churches in the midst of a mostly Muslim population. ICC and other religious freedom advocates welcome the announcement. This is SRN News. A new dispute has broken out between Israel and the Palestinians. Reporter Felice Friedson has the story from Jerusalem.
Palestinians are crying foul after the Israeli government allowed a visit by the International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor. Karim Khan accepted the invitation he received from families of the Gaza hostages during their recent visit to The Hague. The Netanyahu government okayed the trip under the private agenda of the families to investigate the massacre of 1,200 Israelis on October 7th. The family strategy was effective. Khan said he has reason to believe that actions defined as crimes according to international law were committed by Hamas on that day. Pro-Palestinian groups are protesting what they say is Khan's prioritization of meeting Israeli families over Palestinian victims. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and at srnnews.com.